How you guys doing, man?
Good.
Giving Anthony a nice rub down during the Guinness beer read.
That was very man. Nice.
What's weird about that is it's not weird that you're giving him a nice rub down. The weird part is that Anthony hates being touched by pretty much anyone.
And then I crossed several barriers.
Yes. He was like, he was feeling my stubble, my razor stubble.
See how he's healing. He's healing now.
It's good. And you know what it is? Patrice just has big hands that, like, if he's massaging your shoulders, it's your entire shoulders.
You can kind of have a guy, like, massage your shoulders because you know it's a little weird, but it does feel good. So you're like, ah.
It does feel good.
But then when you go with touching the face and all,
it does feel good. But you know what? I've never played gay games until fucking I met Norton.
Norton
and Florentine, they just do gay things, and it's just, like, hilarious sometimes.
I text fucking Norton and stuff, and it's like, hey, sweetie. You call him sweetie, and he's like, all right.
It's just funny. I got
kisses.
Gavin doing it. Like, I go,
Big Gavin.
Call Gavin Dumpling and Butterscotch, and he says, honey. It's funny. It's just a new added dimension that I think every cross cultures. I tell you what insult I find to be amazing, and it's pure white. White people get credit for this, is douche.
Douche is a fucking great word, man. I didn't even think about that culturally.
It's a great addition to fucking cursing people out as douchebag is beautiful.
It hasn't really crossed over into the black community as much as the white community.
Dude has, though.
Dude?
Like, yeah. Yo, dude.
Yo, dude.
But you have to pronounce it.
We have to change it.
Dude.
But fucking douche is great.
Douche is a good one.
Oh, thank you for douche.
We've loved that one for quite a while.
Don't rework that word. Just use it like we do.
Yo, douche. He's a douche.
Douche.
I love it.
Hey, so you were at Anthony's for the big party.
Yeah.
I was away. I wanted to be there so bad.
Yeah, it was fun.
You took over the grill, as you call it. Well, first of all,
it was a sausage fest, but it wasn't gay. It's weird. Nah. Guys floating around in pools.
Why did you make it a sausage fest? I don't understand that.
I just kind of want it because we've had parties at the house where it's like the guys and their chicks and everything. And guys, they just take on a different dynamic when their chicks are there. There's like this different attitude. You can't just hang out and goof the whole time. There's going to be some part where the chick goes like, oh, some fucking drama or some bullshit. So I just
hindsight 2020 genius.
I just thought it's fucking cool to get all the guys. Because when we're here in the studio and it's all the guys, we're just sitting, knocking the shit out of each other, having fun. So I figured, why not do that at the house? I think it would be a blast. And I had a great time.
That only can work, though. I did some mental trying to understand why that worked.
Yeah.
Everybody in the house, physically and mentally, are finished. So if it was a house full of 25-year-old guys, it'd be like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
What is this faggot ass shit? But it's a bunch of it was old men in a house and no one's trying to get pussy. No one's trying to do, just people were sitting there. Yeah. Everything was righteous.
We weren't out for the hunt.
The hunt was not on. And it was nothing funnier to me than to tell my girl, because she was getting all ready for it.
Oh, shit.
And I showed her keys. Anthony said it's just the guys.
Just guys.
And I had to uninvite my girl.
Oh, boy.
And just how annoyed she was.
Was she just like, uninvited?
How annoyed. I didn't take pics and stuff. I didn't want to do that, but I really wanted to take a pic of the pool and just dudes in a jacuzzi eating. It was fucking Anthony Norton, who looked like he was just cooking. And Norton just looks, he's just like a mollusk, a little slug.
He's just awful. Like a butterball, like someone set a butterball turkey adrift.
He looks like he would be very tasty if you grilled him.
You know what I mean? A little butter, a little olive oil on him.
Yeah. He would have
a lot of marbled meat.
He's a little ribeye.
Oh, he'd be so juicy.
And he was just, it was him, it was Kenny, it was Norton, Anthony, and Anthony's brother. Just in the jacuzzi. Sam, who was another one. And it was the worst
conditioned
party I've ever seen. There was just...
Was Sam in the pool?
Oh, yeah.
Sam got in the pool.
What does that look like without clothes?
What does Sam look like without clothes?
I'm going to tell you, I think
he doesn't have a hint of a muscle.
Danny's father had the best physique, I think.
And that's very, very sad.
Sam's funny because Sam is obviously a thin guy. He weighs next to nothing, but then he gets that shirt off, and he's got like a little... like a little pudgy.
Oh, it's
gut.
It's belly nothing thing. Worse.
He's got like a little gut
hair on his nipples. It's just something you go. I wish if I had a body that wouldn't happen to me.
Who's chasing him around? Was Kenny chasing him around?
It's just Kenny was. Kenny's figure is awful. And again, this is me talking. It was just, you know what? Women didn't need to be there before the evening.
No,
just come later. Mm-hmm. It was great. The grilling, the food was delicious.
I heard you took over the grill.
Yeah, Patrice.
What do you think of Anthony's
job?
House?
It was amazing.
Oh, dude, a tear came down my eye.
It's a
beautiful. You know what it is? It's a gentleman's house. It's not too grossly overdone. It's very understated. It's nothing. I mean, he ain't got a little bit of formica here and there.
That's the Italian.
You know, but that's
the Italian. You know, he's representing.
And has
he's got to concrete the whole front yard, sir.
You know, from time to time you go, a shiny chair. But you know what?
I'd have done that different.
A lot of patio furniture.
Yeah, yeah.
But it has a lot of parties. You guys,
I'm just teasing, man. I fucking it's
beautiful.
I love being there. It was like, and then
it makes me cry. I didn't get shit for my money.
His movie room is just
ridiculous, right?
Oh, the theater. Yes, that was fun.
Like you have to when you congratulate him. Like as you're doing it, you should always understand that someone has deep inside. There's the green monsters in there.
Oh, shit.
The green eye monster. So you should be able to say, Anthony, I'd want to burn your fucking house down. And then you can live with it because you go to your house, which you think, I think my house is pretty okay.
Sure.
Poorly built house from Syntex Homes. And that's why I didn't show up yesterday. Fucking.
Oh, shit.
Some driplets coming through my ceiling. So
yeah,
I had a
ceiling leak.
Yeah. And it's just like. Yeah,
from the roof?
Yeah. And it made me want to. My refrigerator. I thought that the part with for water to come out.
Yeah,
and that busted up. And and I've had for a year. I've had people coming out trying to fix my refrigerator. Mm. And I knew. And it's nothing worse than people that fix shit. Just like the doctor. You think, doctor, I can't see out of my left eye. You're all right. I'm going blind in my left eye, motherfucker. Please do something. Help me. Don't tell me nothing. Just say, I'd rather you go fuck yourself. That's your eyes. But the refrigerator used to have water coming out of it like it would fill up a gallon. I had no problem pushing that button and a gallon of water come out. At some point, it just started dribblets. So the guy comes in, changes. Oh, yeah, these, the fucking zaba brakes.
Yeah.
Took it off. They put it on. I push it. He goes, he's sitting there, the repair guy. He's fucking, and no ethic. He just goes, hey, it's working, right? You know, just sign this. I go, it is working. But do you see what's happening? Do you see that I bought two Brita's, big Brita bottle things? Mm-hmm. Because I now can't. Have the patience to let water come out of my refrigerator
anymore.
Sit
there and have it piss out like that.
So I'm just sitting in my room and I see drips come out and oh shit. Mm. The whole time it was the broken faucet in the fridge.
Yeah.
And luckily it wasn't dripping down for years. It just dripped down for a while for like maybe it had to be 2 weeks. Came through the ceiling, had to cut the ceiling, had to dry it out so it's no mold. Oh, had to do this and had to do that. Damn. And here's how fucking horrible I've been my whole life. I'm like, you know, you always like to be a man in front of your woman. And I held my fucking head in my hand and I go, who do I call?
That's what I do. Who do I call?
Who do I call?
We're so lame.
I don't have a landlord anymore. I'm like, oh God, I'm my own landlord. Who do I call for this?
I don't even know who to call.
I don't know who to call. Help me.
Call Kenny. And it won't cost you much.
Kenny knows what to do.
No, oh, Kenny would know who to call.
Any problem you have, you go, Kenny, I have this problem, and he will hook you up. And then you got to pay a tiny little service charge.
Kenny knows who
but
to call.
But that service charge is so worth it.
Kenny knows.
Kenny won't do it.
You tell him
but
what your
knows who to call.
Yeah, you tell him what your problem is, and he'll set the whole fucking
That's
thing up.
That's what Keith
up.
Does for me.
Yeah.
Like Keith, if something happens, I go, Keith,
I need like this done. And Keith goes, all right.
And he is fucking happy to do it. That son of a bitch is territorial over his baby Anthony. I'm going to tell you.
When Patrice took the grill over, Keith was like, what the fuck is
really? Silent war. What? Between a big black man and a cop.
Oh my
God!
Yeah.
Over the grill.
I'm not racist, but I'd rather have a black man on the grill. And I'm not even front.
Well, Keith started off wrong, and he put coals in the entire fucking grill. Anthony has a big Weber, and you can't do that. You gotta stack. The half and put it half here.
Patrice is going to have different heats, right?
Yes.
It's got to have different heat levels.
Patrice knows where on the grill it's going to be a certain temperature. And everything came out fucking fantastic.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I was proud of myself. I didn't even want to eat. Anthony told no one they can eat that last piece of chicken.
I was like, no, Patrice has to get that fucking last piece of chicken.
And then my friends came to see me perform at some point.
Yep.
We were halfway friends.
Went to Cleveland and saw Patrice. Mm-hmm. Fucking hysterical. Had a great time, man.
Good crowd up there?
Patrice hooked me up.
You know something? I've done a lot of trashing on Cleveland as a city.
Cleveland's strong for us, man. Always has.
I can still trash the city.
Yeah.
It's the Walking Dead.
It is the weirdest city.
I had to get in a cab and drive 7 miles to get something to eat at about 9 o'clock. I will say, as a city, the infrastructure stinks.
Yeah, it's weird.
But they know that. The people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would put them the third all time right now as people. I'd say DC first, and then I'd say Philly second, and then I'd say Cleveland. But Cleveland may pass Philly if I go there a couple of times. That's how good the people were.
They gave up on their downtown area. Everyone will tell you that.
I was in the Hyatt.
Yes. Mm.
And
there's,
I looked
at homeless zombies.
Wind.
Yeah.
And it's death.
It just looks like post-apocalyptic.
I said, oh, my God. Yeah. You know, you get up, you do the thing.
You open up the big
and
curtains.
And you're like,
there's no one on the streets.
This is horrible.
Nothing's going on.
There's no traffic.
Yeah.
There's no rush hour.
You could stand in the middle of the street.
I noticed that, too.
And no cars.
At 8, 9 in the morning.
It's, like, it's really the oddest thing. I've never seen that. How do they call that a city?
As soon as you walk out of the hotel, the homeless people attack you immediately for money.
It's the closest thing to a zombie city.
It's unbelievable.
It's a mall close, and it's like, luckily it's the black mall. I mean, it was just nothing but, you know, post-high school girls walking around, and I was just sitting by the fountain being a piece of shit. Eating popcorn and looking at them come out the Foot Locker.
With their new kicks.
I wanted to buy a kilt so I could just reach down and just jack my dick because these fucking delicious young things walking around, and they have no interest in me at all.
No, huh?
I admit this. I it's really a rough one. I'm relegated to old broads. That's it. I know it. And I try to do that old man, mysterious, who's that old man kind of feel to me. They fucking
just comes off as creepy.
Who's this quiet guy by himself? Nothing. Just a fat 40-year-old man that can't fuck me ever.
Oh, that's tragic.
Trying to sit there, like, what's he eating? Something different from what I'm eating. Trying to be James Bond.
Trying to be James Bond.
Give me a Diet Coke. Shaken, not stirred, please.
And then Patrice also commented on the women's asses.
Yeah.
What's wrong with their asses? Some of the biggest asses.
Giant asses in Cleveland.
Big asses in Cleveland.
Dude, if you like giant asses.
Yeah.
If you're a regular.
Listen up, Danny.
If you like women with giant asses.
Yeah.
Go to fucking Cleveland.
I was noticing that.
Cleveland has giant. And I'm going to tell you, because my girl's probably listening, so she's like, But I'm going to tell you, if I need to scoop something up.
Cleveland?
I'm scooping up three in Cleveland because they're fucking, they're downtrodden.
Yeah.
And they need a man. After each show, walk out, because after I'm trashing women for about 45 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And they only got 1 year left.
To what?
When LeBron leaves, that city changes drastically.
Oh, boy. They won't let him leave. They'll kill him first. But why would he leave?
You know what I think?
From being a god to being
a
king.
You know what I think LeBron's going to do? He's gonna make an understanding with the team. He's going to say, look, I'll give you 2 more years. You know I can leave now. You know I want to leave. You know I want to go to a bigger market. But you guys have been good to me. I'm going to give you two more solid years to try to make this thing happen. And then after that, all bets are off.
I'm going to tell you why he's not leaving.
You think he stays there
for
his career?
I'm going to tell you why he's not leaving.
Sorry, the, man. Sports.
Asians bought Asians bought a lot of that whole situation. They bought the Quicken Loans Arena. They bought some of the team. They bought a lot of shit. And I think they bought it so they can guarantee they'll make LeBron global, man. He's going to be global. Like, they're going to push him in China. He'll be bigger than Jordan ever was, and they can pay him $200 million. Knicks are not guaranteed. And they'll do anything they can do to get people in so they can win. They got Shaq, even though it's a lesser version of Shaq. They picked up Shaq.
You still got Shaq.
He got something.
This is the year, though. Second year of Shaq's contract.
You can get 1 year.
This year with Shaq.
So I'm saying Cleveland has a couple of years in, but they're still going to pay this guy $200 million, and they're going to do whatever they can do to pay people to come in, because they got them Chinese people to back
I didn't know about that. That's a good angle.
Yeah, man. The Chinese are coming. Ain't going nowhere. Why would
buying
they do
up
that?
Everything.
They got that local giant 80 fucking story high goddamn poster of him on the side of the goddamn building.
Oh, everywhere there's a picture of LeBron in the city as big as the building.
This whole sides of buildings have his fucking picture on it.
I just have a feeling like guys like LeBron, though, they want to play for the Lakers, the Knicks, you know, a couple other teams in there maybe. Maybe Chicago. I don't know.
I wouldn't have thought so until he started getting those big markets.
They want to be in the big markets. But if these guys do the right thing, then maybe that doesn't
matter. Why would he leave? If you're born, if there's a professional team in New Mexico, you were born there, raised there, played there in high school, and then when you turn pro, they consider you one of the best players that ever lived already, and you happen to get drafted by New Mexico's team, why would you?
They do it all the time.
Why would
though.
You
they,
leave?
They leave when they can.
He's in Ohio. Everything was self.
Yeah,
so it was boxed in. It was like God did that for Cleveland. They did, and they need it. Cleveland needs it. I used to be anti-Cleveland,
right?
I'm pro-Cleveland. I want Cleveland. After coming from Cleveland, those people need. They need the same thing people from Pittsburgh need. They just need something.
They need something.
Even though Pittsburgh got their sports teams are phenomenal.
Yeah,
and they're title town, really, except for the Eagles. Pennsylvania's big time.
Yeah.
But you get to certain feelings in some of these towns, and you just go, you know what? I left going, I wish Cleveland well.
Hey, I wish thee well as you just
I wish Cleveland well as always packing at 2 window. In the morning for a 12 noon flight.
I've noticed something here. There's a love fest between you two.
Really?
I think you guys bonded finally.
We really did.
I think you finally bonded with Patrice.
Finally bonded.
Officially.
Time with Patrice.
There was always and would keep his distance a little bit.
No, but that's just me.
But not anymore. There's a bonding that happened between the party and then Ant going up to Cleveland to see Patrice.
I don't keep my distance with anybody like Patrice in particular. It's everybody.
No, I know. In general, you do that.
When I get to know somebody a little more, then, you know.
It's a little different now.
Why do you say that? And I'm going to tell you this, because
you're smiling at each other a little bit, a little wink in your eye.
Like, you're lying over radio.
Hey, we've shared a little.
Where's the cameras?
I did a little grilling at the compound. Yeah, you know, you came to see me in Cleveland. There's a little...
I'm talking, Anthony's drawing little Hitler mustaches all over his newspaper.
I'm not saying you're like, you know, you're gonna make a cop film anytime soon, but
see, this
different.
Is your fault. Me and
it's
you,
a little different.
Me and you was supposed to be me and Anthony.
Yeah.
I blew it, right?
You really did.
It's true. Yeah.
I've been trying to make you Anthony what Anthony has become. Mm-hmm. Come hang out your place.
Fuck you! How many times have I seen you?
Have I fucking seen him? Ever?
It's true. Gone and seen you once.
Here's how simple it is. Oh, it performed.
How many times have I?
True that.
Thank
true
you.
True that.
All right, but let me tell you
look,
something.
Look, we're
else.
Fighting over Patrice now.
Yes, well, let's figure
Patrice?
This out here.
But you got to figure mileage. You got to go with mileage of performance.
Let me
if Opie lives in Manhattan
all right,
and he sees you in Manhattan, and I go to Cleveland,
I've gone to Philly to see
here is, you was in Philly.
All right.
So,
did I set you up nice
so,
there or what?
Here's the thing. Anthony, hey, on the radio, you know, I'm thinking it's some horse shit. But it's like, you know what? I am going to have a little something, something, something.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Friday night, you get a text from fucking Keith the cop. Bang, boom, bip. Boo-dow, bada bing. Mm-hmm. Monday, we're at fucking Anthony's house. Yeah. Monday, sitting there. Can you know, that's your opportunity to do that.
My place sucks for a party like
that's
that.
That's the thing. See, I think...
For real, it does. It's like it's a boring fucking apartment in New York City. I got a nice view,
I like
view,
to entertain.
Him coming,
he's got the place to entertain.
Him coming to the show is an anomaly. Now, here's what I'll do. You will be... Obi, you are my outside of the house friend. We will meet up at shows. We will meet up at lunch. We've had lunch together.
Have a little lunch.
And hanging out at his house friend, Anthony. Because here's what Anthony...
Because he has the better house.
Not that he has the better house. I'll tell you what.
I have nothing to do in my place except go, wow, Anthony's, you want to see a nice sunset?
Here's why Anthony's house wins. Not because it's better. I've never seen your house. I like nice apartments myself. I heard you have a nice apartment. I'm an apartment guy. But there's no places to hide in your house. And Anthony, not only there's places to hide, but Anthony doesn't care that you're hiding in his house.
He barely wants
that
people
is
there.
True.
He goes somewhere that, right? With his fucking don't bother me trees that he planted all over the place. With his fucking his fucking neighbors. What an asshole. He has palm trees and he has trees that's not indigenous to fucking Long Island. Coconut trees. He
got cactuses.
Cactuses. Fucking asshole. Has trees so no one can see his house.
He's got redwoods.
And he doesn't come looking for you. There's places to be. There's chairs to sit in, and you just... and there's 47 bathrooms. You can just sit in there and have an overdose of heroin if you want. They won't find you. They won't find you for years. You go downstairs and watch a fucking movie.
Holy shit.
He's got the type of house, if you were looking for someone, it would take you a half hour.
Dude.
It could take you a half hour to find that
here's
person.
Here's how great the situation is. Not just the house. He let Pat from Wanaki walk around. I'm looking at him. I wanted to stop Pat. Like, I'm looking at Pat walking around. I'm just, and Steve from Bayshore. And I'm just going, should you guys be going in this refrigerator? So,
why not?
He just lets people be at home. It was beautiful.
The listeners basically bought his house, so they should be able to check it out every once in a while.
They should be able to come by, right?
They got a piece of the action.
And then I had to leave because it started to get white pagan ritual. I thought they was going to, they invited the guy with the fucking strange dick over.
He
just stood there looking like Marlon Brando from Apocalypse Now, just... crazy, and I said, listen, I'm going to get on out of here, because I started, you know.
This is getting a little weird.
Hearing the oomba, oomba. I thought Anthony was going to, when I first got there, I said, oh, shit, he's going to tell me I got 5 minutes to run.
Well, you're the only black guy?
Of course, unless you count Sam.
Does that bother you, though?
Yes, but I'm going to tell you something. I hope Vinny Brand is listening to this.
Okay.
I'll never go over Vinny's house again. And this is why. Vinny's whiteness was insulting. His whiteness was only because there was white people there, but it wasn't the Republican National Convention. Vinny has fucking... I think Vinny, like, greases palms or something.
Really?
It's like, hey, this is my friend, the fucking state trooper.
He's got
this
those?
Is my other... But yeah, it's no. all... Hey, this is... And it's weird, like, Stepford families and... Weird. It's the equivalent if I invited somebody over my house and motherfuckers was fighting dogs and playing dice,
Black Panther fucking
doing cocaine,
on.
Exactly, fucking strippers, you You're know, right. sucking dick in the back. Hey, honey, come on in, come on in. Whoa, it's a white boy. I'm gonna lick his asshole. Like that's the equivalent of white over Vinny's house.
Oh, shit.
Wow,
it was fucking not right. It was like Vinny. I like Vinny too much for him to have that kind of white people.
Yeah.
Anthony, he's a fucking douche. But Anthony's a douche. Yeah. His brother's just a mess.
Yeah.
His brother's a mess.
His brother's a baby daddy.
Right.
You know?
Baby daddy.
There's white baby daddies baby mamas in there. It's
fucking,
not white.
I'm white trash.
Yes.
I'm fucking white trash.
He's comfortable
I'm
white.
Long Island white trash. And also, I like
Pastor Menaki has the luck of a nigga. He's just diabetes and shit, can't see. Motherfucker just he's bad luck fucker.
And I like just fucking funny, too. I like fun. So I don't give a fuck. If people come over and they're funny, make me laugh, have good conversations, what am I going to fucking, you know, invite over some fucking asshole just because he's, you know.
Sam,
just
because
works with you.
They were just, yeah, well.
But it was the only black guy at Anthony's house was a completely different thing. It's almost like the Philly crew. They're not white guys. I like the Philly crew.
Yeah.
They're like fucking Philly assholes, you know what I'm saying? They just happen to be white, but...
And it's fucking, you know, Joe DeRosa's sitting there and fucking, you know...
If you're talking about just pathetic...
Because we have messes. All fucking messes.
But I was the only black guy there, though.
Yeah, true. And
driving up to his house was very uncomfortable.
Really? What makes you uncomfortable about that?
I got a big red truck and his street, and there was an Italian guy on the phone who... And I'm not exaggerating. He was on the phone, and he took the phone off his face to stare at my truck riding down to get to Anthony's house.
Yeah.
He took, I'm not exact, he's on the phone. I imagine he sounds like this, fucking, and then he just took the phone off his face.
Oh, you know what he must have said when he put the phone back
Holy
to his face?
Holy shit.
What the fuck just drove by? No, wait a minute, stop. You got to hear what I just saw drive by, motherfucker. Holy shit.
I'm telling you. But
imagine the first sentence when he got back on the phone.
Exactly.
And I was scared going home, too. I was a little nervous till I got on the LIE going home.
Expressway.
And once I got on it, but it took a couple of seconds.
Of twists and turns, and you're like.
Getting there. Yeah. And leaving, but being there was beautiful, man.
It's a bit of a puzzle to get to his house.
It's a beautiful bathrooms everywhere.
I like
fucking
bathrooms.
Anthony doesn't care
15 feet.
What's going on in his house.
No.
You know, I saw the fucking guns.
The gun collection.
It wasn't scary. It was very all the shit he says about guns. You picture something uncomfortable. But really, it's all neat. If I had guns, if I was allowed to have guns.
They'd be just thrown about.
No. I would be thinking, you know, boy, oh boy. Yes. But it was a beautiful, you know, you open a gun, a nice Desert Eagle, beautiful. It looks like it's not for weaponry. It looks like it's...
Yeah, it's just like a...
It's completely, he has a gentleman's house. Big shower, fucking with the sit down. You know, I'm walking by, my jealousy and the reflection of where I am in my life as a man. I'm looking around going, hey, man, how come? Here's what my dumbass says. I go, I'm in a mansion. How come no crown molding? Yeah. And then I said, Keith goes, no, he got him.
No, it's up
I go,
there.
Oh.
It's up there.
Oh, it's the entire ceiling. Not just the corners like my house. And I apologize to Keith because what a dick I was by going, but I'm in the house trying to find something. I'm hoping a roach crawls in like something. Fantastic. There's a roach in Anthony's house. It was.
See, I was
it's beautiful, man.
I was lucky enough to see the house when there was nothing in it.
Nothing.
No pool, no backyard, no furniture, no nothing.
For
about a year, right?
Till I broke up, till me and the girlfriend broke
there
up.
There was barely. Anything like, in the house. There was like a card table for the laptop and sort of a couch and a bed.
I had,
that was it.
Not even a card
table. The whole
table.
Place.
I had like another computer sitting on a fucking like dinner tray. One of those fold-out wooden dinner tray things. And I had a beanbag chair and a big screen TV in the kitchen hooked up to the Xbox. And I would just play fucking Call of Duty with a glass of wine and sitting on the fucking hardwood floor
something,
on a beanbag chair.
Something got him motivated because that's the real breakup. Anthony, by the
Keith.
Way.
The breakup.
But the breakup got
the breakup.
Him motivated.
And then Angela, Keith's wife, was like, Anthony, you know, you want me to... help you out and come in because she's really good at decorating. She came in and just because I'm not going to sit there and look at swatches of fucking material and then look at a couch and try to picture
who
what that
call?
Couch is going to look like.
That's the who do I call?
So it was just
moment.
Like fucking, here you go.
It was a seat. He has a leather chair with an ottoman.
Right.
I guess no one sits
yeah.
there really.
No.
But I sat there and I just.
Yeah, Patrice like sunk into this thing. He looked like I wanted to just. Keep him there as an exhibit.
Look to your corner, there's a nigga in my chair. And I'm just still like this until you give me a quarter and I move for a second. Take myself. But there's a space on his wall that I just was sitting there. I think it had to be 20 minutes going, I wonder what would I put there? Like, there's an empty space, and I'm going, what would I put there?
I argue that with Ann. I'm like, leave it as is.
Could leave it like that. Could put a triptych up there. I think I think it like some kind of a, almost like a sculpture, but a wall sculpture.
I said a half a motorcycle.
Half a motorcycle. Danny just starts laughing.
A half a motorcycle,
kinda,
man.
I like it. Kind of like the idea.
It's a giant wall.
Once you get like a big moose head or something.
Something up there. Big moose head.
Get a moose.
One that talks like
hi, everybody.
Like the fish, and it moves.
Yeah. Every fucking 15 minutes, the moose talks. Hi, everybody.
But Ope, it was emotional being in it, because I really want to just relax like that. That's a good house to die in.
Oh, it's just fucking relax. That's what I like, just sitting down, grabbing a beer, and fucking relaxing.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's why I don't like going to his house.
Why?
Because then I'm like...
But I hear you got a nice place, man.
I got a nice view.
But you got how many square feet? 5,000?
I got four rooms in Manhattan. Four bedrooms.
But what's the square footage, though?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that
3,000?
I really don't know.
Find out.
Find out.
So I can properly be jealous. If you say less than 3,000, no, I'm not going to have proper jealousy.
Four bedrooms and a nice-sized living room. Yeah, a real big living room. And then a foyer area. A little foyer.
Full foyer.
It's big.
Invite me to the house, but I think you would think I was too close to
what?
To the little lady. It's too close. It's not far enough space between me and his woman.
No.
I think Opie would be... Here's what I think, Opie. And this is what I think. He would watch how hard I would sit on his furniture just in case. I would think
You're
I would...
crazy.
That I sat down. I think I would sit down and hear some kind of creak and Opie go, ooh.
Oh,
and
him
and his wife would have a little discussion in the back. Did you hear
you
that?
You so got that wrong.
I had that delivered. It took 5 months, and then he comes plop his fat ass.
You got that so wrong. What do you think Anthony did with the chair you sat in? You think he's sitting in that
every day?
He
probably fumigated it.
Right.
But
place is, I give you a tour. We look at the view, which is amazing, and then we go get lunch.
We get it right out of there.
That's all you do with my place. Unlike Anthony's,
but
where it's like, you
want to
go, you want to go down and check out a movie. You want to do a live broadcast. Do you want to go out to the pool area? You want to grill? I don't have any of that.
True.
So what do? We could sit down and order food and watch a movie or something. It's completely different than Anthony's.
But the fucking curve is messed up because we've been over his house. But if you go from somewhere to your place, you'd be like, oh, let's just hang out. I'm sure you got a 50-incher in there. You got to. Of course you do. Got a 50-incher. White trash ass. Every TV's mounted somewhere.
What's wrong with that?
It's just, you don't mount every television. Doesn't get mounted on your
TV.
Wall.
You know why?
You don't mount everything.
I do that too. Everything.
Everything's mounted.
I got five mounted.
You know why? No wires, no nothing. It's all internal. It goes right from the back of the TV into the
That's right.
You don't see a component.
I'm with you.
You don't see
That's
wires.
That's where we're the same. I got five mounted TVs.
You got what?
Five TVs.
My basement looks like NASA. I got a room that looks like fucking NASA. I don't want wires.
And my computer screen is as big as that top TV right there because it's an old TV. I turned it to a monitor.
Oh,
so
dude.
I got six TVs technically.
You can't mount.
Why? What are you supposed to do with them?
Some of them
too.
You have... Some rooms you change up. Like you put the TV
like
on a
pictures.
Stand.
They're like pictures
bit.
On the wall.
Yeah, you know what it is though? like I have some like a dresser with the TV mounted about 4 inches above the dresser. So instead of it being on the dresser,
right, you can use that space.
There, now it's like
for your clones.
You know.
And
again,
whatnot.
You have to understand this is the jealous part of me who wants that house so I can make it the way I want to make it. It's fucking amazing. And the most amazing thing, I'll go three things in order. Number one is probably the pool. Just being able to go out in that pool.
Dig
with
that
the
fucking pool.
Is it nice? The warm pool?
I didn't
Did you
get
go in?
No, I didn't expect
to. You put your tootsies in, didn't you?
I didn't even. I think I touched it. I think it was 116 degrees. Everybody. It just was a comfortable thing. The outside was very calm. I would say pool's number one, followed real close by the movie theater.
That thing is ridiculous.
I mean, like a movie theater is.
Do you use it a lot, Ed?
Yeah, use it. You know, enough. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, it doesn't get used.
It's
or
just
gorgeous. Like
it's just amazing.
Did you sit down and watch anything?
I had to get out. My jealousy. And envy, I had to go.
We were watching a piece of a movie.
What Kill Bill.
Yeah, Kill Bill.
And it was better than if you've seen it at the movies. You hear when it was a scene where she was fighting the little Japanese girl.
Go, yeah.
And you can hear when she threw the ball and it crunched into the... And then she put... You just hear the wood crunch. Like... like
yeah,
crystal
like
clear. It just was like, and I go, I got to get out of here. What am I going to do? I'm going to end up stealing one of his chairs. And so, and the third I would say is the now the gun collection is amazing. I fucking say like where I go, I got to have this one day in my house is that fucking his shower. Has a shower that you need in your life, man.
With the bench and all that.
Sit down. Big
with the water
fucking thing. You need that.
It's. I used to hate fucking bumping my elbows.
Who?
When you wash your hair.
I got the regular fucking human being shower.
But you have your own place. You can't figure out how to make it bigger?
Let me tell you what I don't have. It's my own place. I have to fucking ask permission to do things to my house.
Oh, because you got a condo.
Yeah.
See, that's what I got.
Damn it.
We don't have a choice in that. If you live in the city, you don't really have a choice.
I got to get permits, but, you know.
Yeah, not for you inside your house.
No, no.
Or outside your house.
No, outside for the pool and everything.
No, not your stuff. I have to ask permission
for windows, shutters on your house.
I could pretty much rip my shit up if I want to. Pretty much.
Inside?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
See, but then the house, though, at least, like, at the condo association, you go, hey, they didn't get the garbage or some shit. Mm-hmm. When you own your house, it's like everything is your responsibility.
Yeah.
A little bit is theirs, a little bit, but still, I'd rather own my house.
Yeah, you're not, like, running around your house changing air conditioning filters and shit like that, right?
And I would get married, too, in your house, though.
Really?
I would get married, and...
Why would you do that? You'd give away, you'd saw the house in half and go, here, now you potentially will get this.
I'd have to have more life. I would have to have a family in there.
Yeah.
Like just some girl that I thought was deemed worthy of living in that house. Because I'm sitting there going, I'm thinking of all the places I can hide from my girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, perfection. She'd find me if she really need to, but she wouldn't just be right there. That's why we don't live together, because it's just too close. I don't.
There's a lot
like
of
that.
Doors to shut, which is nice. I could go into the office and just fucking shut
the
doors.
Alone.
And I feel like Don Corleone behind the desk.
The biggest waste in Anthony's house is the kitchen. That kitchen is amazing, but I don't think you use it.
Oh, no, it's going to get used. By the way, the big wedding is coming up.
What?
Yeah.
Who's getting married?
Who's getting married?
My sister Dawn and Patrick.
At your house?
That's brand news.
Yep.
At my house.
Right now, I believe.
How much you charging? How much you charge?
I'm not invited.
Yeah, right.
Why would I?
No, I believe you're on the invite list.
Yeah, I'll be penciled in at the end.
You'll see
after the last name that starts with Z.
You get an RSVP in FedEx tomorrow.
Right. When is it? Saturday? Of course.
Sign
tomorrow.
For this, please.
I think Anthony slipped. I'm not invited to
I'm
way.
Sure you are.
Why don't you text Dawn right now?
Right now, Angela and my sister
wedding?
Dawn and Steve from
Bay?
The restaurant. No, why can't I remember now?
Basil Tees.
Yeah, Basil Tees. Jesus Christ. Yeah, from Basil Tees are over there because he's going to do the catering.
When's the wedding?
I believe it's September 20-something.
I'm so not invited.
9th or something.
Oh, this is so awkward.
No, I can picture it, though.
Now I'm going to get the invite.
No invites went out.
Hey, you're going to put like a platform over the pool where they walk out and do the pool thing?
I think they're going to walk out from the house down and then in the pit area, that fire pit area.
That's pretty
with the
fucking
little thing,
cool,
they can do it that way with, you know. And they're going to keep it like it's not going to be, you know, a white wedding kind of a thing. It's going to be a nice thing. It's going to be a band. We're going to... know, my brother and everybody going to jam a little bit and just fucking have fun.
This is just like when you got married in someone's backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, just
you
like
wanna,
it.
You want to give Patrice the difference?
I don't want to relive it even in my head. One more.
You should bring your ex-wife. You should bring her over.
Yeah.
And sit her down, right, and have a I forgive you and hey, let's be cool conversation, but give her a tour of your house as you're in every room and go, let's just be cool in the movie room and let's be cool into this room and let's be cool into that room then just toss her out.
You know why I couldn't? Because then I would have to do a tour of the other house I bought that I've never seen. That she lives in.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
When's the last payment?
Yeah.
We're
coming up.
We're coming up.
I thought you did. I thought it was already.
Nope. It's
soon.
Yeah. I got about another month.
That's it. That's been 10 years.
Pay it now.
No, fuck that.
Pay it now is right.
Fucking pay it. What the fuck are you doing?
Why would I not get interest on that money until the last second?
Are you an asshole? How much interest could you get?
Enough.
Enough?
Believe me.
It's called turning.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, it is.
You can only hope she ends up a junkie. That's what you just hope. Just send.
I have no ill will upon anybody.
Just send some of that that methamphetamine that goes through your skin. When she opens up the letter, just get a little bit of meth juice right on her fingers and she's hooked. Yeah. She'll be selling that house back to you.
No, this is called I'm in the home stretch. Let's not fuck it up. That's what that's called.
Give her the fucking rest of the money now.
Yeah, so you don't fuck
just,
it up.
Just get it end over it, with. Man. Do you know what you're doing? You're like,
dude, he's right. That?
That's evil on your heart, man. Just fucking.
Should I do that?
Because yeah, you get.
You know how happy you'll be.
Get it over with.
It's like having a scab right heel.
I want to get a big publisher's clearinghouse check though, and have like fucking 18-year-old girls deliver it, and then blow me on the front stoop.
Anytime I give my girl a check on the memo line, just because she does nothing to deserve it, I just put for just being a lazy cunt right on the memo line. I go, if you now cash this, it's the pain of going to the bank with this on your check is worth what I just gave you. Just fucking, you should get a fucking Xerox copy of your ball imprint, right? dot the I, or any eyes on there, just dot it with your ball. Put ink on your balls. Dot the I with your ball ink, and have a fucking take that.
Holy shit! God bless you.
Dot the fucking I with my ball.
That's really funny.
Oh, right. Fuck, man.
With that, why don't we take a break? That's cool. Congratulations to Dawn and Pat.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, no invitations have gone out yet, by the way. It's going to be one of these. It's not like a big, planned, like, giant wedding thing. It's going to be very.
You don't have to explain. I understand.
No, she said that. I think that there's like.
I'm with you, Obi.
I think there's like 60 people invited.
Just stop, man.
You got to be in there.
Anthony, just stop.
Yeah,
I understand. All you have to do is just stop.
Just stop.
Just say,
I know.
Yeah,
I know I didn't.
Yeah, I'm invited.
I know I didn't make it easy over the years. I know. Trust me, I know.
It ain't. Should I say this?
I'm trying to turn this thing around.
It ain't my fucking wedding. I don't know who they're inviting. It's right. My house, and you're cordially invited.
I can't even look at you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, fuck that. Patrice, where are you going to be? We got to take a break.
I'm going to be in next weekend, September 11th and 12th. I'm going to be in doing my Connecticut tour. Stratford, Connecticut, and Danbury, Connecticut, both at the Treehouse. Those are 9 p.m. shows. And then the 17th, 18th, and 19th, I'm going to be at the lovely Punchline in San Francisco, my fourth favorite club.
Damn.
That is a great comedy club.
I love San Francisco.
I saw Norton there and someone else. Ah, whatever. So you like San Francisco?
As a city, it doesn't impress me. Like, it's the hills and shit. It's just not.
I like the outskirts of San Francisco. When you get out of the city, it's
when you
just
do
amazing.
Certain things, it's a beautiful looking city.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy the fact that Asians have a fucking personality in San Francisco.
Ah.
Well, let's get into that after the break.
Interesting. Yeah. You know something?
They're everywhere.
Fucking.
I was trying to explain to my girl why the Asians are in San Francisco, and I couldn't come up with the historical fact.
They stopped. That's where they stopped.
What was it?
Huge
they hit land after crossing the Pacific.
No, but why? What historically? Why did so many Asians end up in San Francisco? I couldn't explain it to her.
When you
Tons of them.
Huh?
Tons of them, and they're whatever they are. They're second or third generation. I've never bumped into an Asian-y Asian in fucking.
Asian.
You have a way of putting it.
I think it's like Mexicans in Texas, things like that.
Yeah, but why? Like, historically, why? That's all.
Well, after World War II, you got a lot of Japanese came over. After Vietnam, you got a lot of Vietnamese, Cambodians.
Does it have something to do with the shipping?
Once they come over. Well, that's where you would hit first California. So
that would be my guess.
Oh, yeah, from you through China. That. Yeah, from and Vancouver. So, so San Francisco, all of that north, and for some reason, ended up probably coming through Hawaii.
And the Southern California, you know, the Mexicans got that.
That's easy. That's easy to figure out.
They wound up getting that from the Pacific.
Right, that's easy to figure out. I just want to know why.
Great Asians.
Everyone has the answer on the phones,
obviously.
How did
we get Puerto Ricans in New York? It's like, shouldn't Florida have gotten Puerto Ricans? I know that Florida got Cubans.
That's a good goddamn...
But how did New York get Puerto Ricans?
That's a good goddamn question, man. That's a great question.
We got a couple of questions out there. We'll get the answers next. How's that?
Racial geography.
How's your Twitter going there, Patrice? Big Mama Prods,
Big Mama Prods, but if you put Patrice O'Neal, it'll come up too.
What?
If you put Patrice O'Neal, Big Mama Prods will come up.
Oh, damn.
On Twitter?
On Twitter,
handy.
My friend, yes.
You got to teach me how to do that.
Yeah, but you set it up as your email... Or whatever, and then you also give an alternate like username that people can find you under.
Right on. Okay.
So that is handy.
Big Mama Prods, man. I get it out there. And anybody that twits me, I twit them right back. But sometimes I don't have real great twits, so I don't twit. But when I have good twits,
you're smart.
I
you don't
twit.
Feel compelled to twit when you don't have any.
I'm a serial twitter, but then I had to stop following Hammer. Because Hammer take up space on your phone.
Who's Hammer?
Hammer.
The Hammer?
The Hammer. Nigga, stop twitting so much. Enough of you and your fucking twits, Hammer. I stopped following him because every second I see his goddamn something.
You know,
there's three things. He's promoting something.
Yeah.
He's saying what's up to somebody that no one else knows. Or he's fucking giving you some kind of spiritual advice today. You know what? No, I've stopped following Hammer. And I'm going to stop following the fucking drummer from The Roots if he doesn't stop fucking twitting.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, man.
They don't.
Life is great.
No, you know what's funny about Twitter?
Inspirational messages.
Enough of you.
We all want to tweet more than we do. And you notice, like, if you send that one tweet too many, you watch your followers go,
and they'll let you know, too.
Oh, yeah, they're gone.
Right,
and you're
enough.
Like, fuck, I knew I shouldn't have sent that last one. But that's the difference between keeping some of your followers and them dropping out.
But then they slowly
come back again.
Not because you're here in front of me, but he has just the proper amount of not much tweeting. If you'll see this little Grim Reaper thing he has. I can't really call it. I think you're... Like have a hood on and you're tweeting or something.
Right.
It's a nice little picture, and you see it every day. You'll see it.
Yeah.
And it's not too much. It's not too much fucking Opie Radio. Just the proper amount. He ain't got his little fucking.
Well, let me tell you the secret, because someone asked me about this. I direct message.
Huh?
When I reply,
smart.
The only time
Replies
the only time I actually
stupid.
Hit reply
right.
is if I think it might be something that. The masses that
should know.
That are on my Twitter.
A little RT.
Yeah, but someone wrote me. They're like, I write you a lot and you always direct message me. I'm like, yeah, because I don't want to, like, you know, fucking.
Why lay it out there and have a conversation?
Because, like you said, MC Hammer saying hi to someone we don't know. Who gives a shit, right?
Yeah.
So most of my replies, it's like something they said about the show or something. And it's like a quick thanks. I appreciate it. Blah,
Too
blah, blah.
Too much Hammer.
Yeah.
Fuck Hammer.
Too much. Not fuck Hammer.
Yeah, I'm with
but
you. Let's,
too much.
Fuck him.
Too much.
His comeback was a bust. Let's move on.
Too much twammering.
That's right.
Stop twammering. MC Twammer. enough of you. And fucking the drummer. What's the drummer from The Roots?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's
his
that
name,
guy's name?
Questlove.
Questlove. It's like Quest is another. You're getting excessive Quest. I like his twits, though, but. And another one is Serena. I followed her for a second.
Really?
Just, I'm here waiting to go on fucking the show.
I saw one of her tweets. She said something like, I'm getting ready to play a match. I need some inspirational music. Suggest a song. Make sure it's upbeat. I'm like,
it's just enough. Ooh. Great Twitterers. Shaq is a good Twitter.
Yeah, Shaq.
Dwight Shaq Howard, is... if you're bored to death, he'll sports Twitter. Fucking Ocho Cinco, great Twitter.
Shaq is beyond talented. He doesn't even need basketball anymore.
No.
This guy's going to continue with so much shit after he retires.
Good tweeter.
That guy is a talented motherfucker.
And Cesar Millan. I know he doesn't tweet his own, but whoever's in charge of it, fucking great Twitter to have Cesar Millan. Every once in a while, he'll go, hey, remember, if your dog bites you, just, you know, it's why he exists. And he gives a little fucking, hey, kiss your dog, remember. It's like, hey, don't kick him in his ass.
A little word of wisdom.
You know, shock him with a taser. It's like, fucking, it's that kind of tweet. So it's some good.
There it is.
Good
don't tweet. Leave your dog in the car. Summer temperatures make a car heat up fast. Dehydration could be the result.
Bam!
There it is.
And there's some good porno girl Twitters, too. Mm. Porno girls great Twitters.
Mm.
I got the best, I got the best person I'm following.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Maybe I'd say it after the break. Keep these fuckers interesting.
I know they're sick of house talk. These motherfuckers.
I'm telling you.
But they all live in Long Island. They got houses.
I have confidence in this one.
Trash.
I have confidence in this one, and this Twitter account will blow up after the break.
Now, I don't know, because I got one. I follow
yeah, you
one
got
that,
one, too?
I follow one that goes, getting ready to go suck some asshole on set.
All right. That's good.
I got one. You got one? We'll have a little competition after the break, and we'll see, and let Anthony decide who has the better one.
Yeah, okay.
I got a real good one.
All right.
Real good one.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm confident.
All right. Can I take one guess before we go?
Yeah.
Belladonna.
No, not... No. Those are good, though.
All right.
The individuals are good. I'm thinking more...
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. I can't guess that. All right. Fuck. Oh,
damn. I know. Because Belladonna, yeah. There's some good tweets there.
Hmm.
I've been known to check out the page every once in a while.
By the way, I listened to y'all the other day, and you trashed this guy. It was so...
Who?
The book guy that made the book with the sayings.
Oh, was that
is that a replay?
I don't think it was a replay.
We didn't do no book shit today, did we?
It had to be during like some kind of worst of the brocabulary. Is that what you were listening to?
Was I listening to that? I thought that was this week.
Nah.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
Was it last week?
But I haven't listened to every show, so that sorry, was yeah. just that made me laugh, dude.
was that the one where I peed on the book in front of him?
No. Norton farted over the thing and was like, hey, what are you gonna do? What was the one of the words? It was a war room.
It must have been like a bro thing.
It was corny.
Yeah, I think
words put together to make fucking
man words.
Yeah. Words.
Yeah, I think it was the brocabulary book.
It was awful, but you didn't horrible. Trash him. But you get one of the best trashes y'all ever did without fucking trashing. I thought it was live, but I just wanted to say that was fucking. That made me laugh.
I remember that one, yeah.
I peed on a guy's book. Yeah. It was a really long pee, and he's on the phone. And then to really rub it in, I go, did you hear that? And he goes, yeah. He was so defeated.
Yeah.
I felt like such a fucking
I hear it.
Awful.
You're an asshole.
Keith in San Francisco, they were brought in for a railroad and stayed for the gold rush.
Oh, that's right, the railroad.
Wow, they've been there since then?
Wow, yeah.
That's 1800s there, son.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, I'm hanging up on Tony and PA because he's got the Twitter account that I'm going to mention next. He had it.
Oh, he did?
All right.
All you had to do was look up at that screen. Tony, I want to acknowledge you had it. Puerto Ricans are in New York because politicians flew them in after World War II.
What did that mean?
Why? How do you fly Puerto Ricans in?
And you know something about Puerto Rico, it's got to be political because they're U.S. citizens. And here's a fact real quick. I need a break, but the fact is... Puerto Ricans, and you can dispute me, but they are hated by all the other Puerto Ricans, Cubans, Mexicans.
All the other Hispanic.
They don't like them. And Puerto Ricans treat them, Dominican, they treat them poorly because they treat them like second-class citizens. Like, we don't have to swim here, but you do,
right,
by the way.
We can travel.
They're fucking citizens without even being American citizens.
That's why we'll never get rid of racism. It's everywhere.
They can't.
Fucking everywhere.
Interracial. Yeah, they
racism or whatever.
Cubans don't like Puerto Ricans. Any fucking Latinos that have to come into this country illegally.
Look at Puerto Rican.
Can't stand
Puerto Ricans.
Can't stand. And Puerto Ricans treat them like that.
Wow.
I talked to a Dominican.
Yeah.
And another thing. I like this. Argentina. Why there's no black people in Argentina?
Really?
Everywhere else in South America has black people, not in Chile and Argentina. Because during the middle
Keith,
passage of...
hold on 2 seconds. I'm sorry. Keith, if you're listening, book me a flight to Argentina.
All right. Black people. I'm serious. If you want to go to South America, not see any blacks, Argentina or Chile. Because all the Africans died on the trek over the Andes Mountains. Couldn't make it to fuck the white women. I'm serious.
History with Patrice.
History. Couldn't make it to fuck all the white women and color up that country.
All right, let's go to break with that. Jesus. It's got the same riff, but he makes it work every time.
Can I be ashamed? I'm ashamed. I'm going to say it because I'm still learning about white people. Mm. Saw a documentary on PBS about a guy that I should know, white people god, but I saw an hour special of him, Neil Young.
Oh, really?
I didn't know he existed, but he is a...
Love the Neil
he
Young.
He is he's an artist.
Yeah, he's one of the biggies.
The guys who we love him. Yep. Didn't know about, never really embraced
I love him,
who
but
he
I,
was.
But I also hate him, because I went, I've told the story too many times. There's got to be a limit to the stories that we tell. When it hits like the 10th time you're telling the story on the air,
well, give me
someone
the short
out
version.
There should be keeping track and go, nope, you've already told that story 10 times. Don't say it again.
All right.
I'm a huge Neil Young fan. One of the bands I had listened to growing up with my brothers. And me and my brother went...
Let me make sure this is the right guy, though. Is this the guy... What was his first group? He was with Crosby, Stills, Nash.
And Young.
Okay,
Young,
great. Yeah. Okay, that's the guy. Okay.
So he's got a million hits, and grew up listening to him, and me and my brother finally went to the Felt Forum, I think it was, to see Neil Young. We're like, holy shit, we're finally seeing him after all these years. Never saw him in concert, I don't think. Maybe I did, whatever. Seen so many fucking shows. And song after song after song after song after song, unfamiliar because of what you just said. He's a true artist. He's not playing any hits. He's not playing anything we know. You have to be so hardcore into Neil Young to really enjoy what he was doing up there. And people argue this point with me all the time.
Play like, the fucking hits.
I'm sorry. When you're paying whatever it was, over $100 a ticket to see Neil Young, and that, those were for average seats, you deserve some hits. If you want to go,
I agree with that.
If you want to go and say, hey, guys, to my fan base, write a, you know, tweet it, whatever. I'm going to be playing your city, but I'm going to warn you, I'm going to be a true artist. I'm not going to play any hits, but I'm going to keep the ticket price down so you can maybe check out a different side of me. But when you're paying a lot of money for a ticket, you should be able to hear some hits.
I'll take it just a little step further.
Yeah.
I don't think that when you sing your hits, I don't want you to even make a variation.
No.
If Prince is singing Purple Rain, I want him to sing Purple. I don't want him to go Purple Rain. I don't want him to do it. Yes. I want you to fucking sing it exactly
just
how I know
like
it.
I know it.
then I can tell you the Bob Dylan story.
Wow.
I had to ask for some translations to the guy sitting next to me. No, this is Subterranean Homesick Blues. I'm like, what? Really?
Cigars and Scotch.
Unrecognizable. Yes.
Cigars and Scotch and Denver Pest both sang at the same time. Clapton is another asshole when it comes
that does
to
that
shit. Not playing his hits.
It's not right. If you're taking $100, it's probably even higher now for fucking tickets. So, guy behind me, way more excited to see Neil Young than us. And every song, he's just screaming, and he's just so excited. Because he's just assuming that there's going to be some hits eventually, and you can hear his energy level dropping as the set goes. He finally sits down, he puts his freaking, you know, he's folding his arms, and he's like, bullshit. He's getting pissed. So pissed. And then when it was really silent after maybe the, honestly, 12th or 15th song without a hit, he stands up and he actually says, it's one of the best things I've ever heard at a concert. Hey, Neil, how about one for us?
Self-serving, just fucking playing for himself.
How about
up
one
there?
For us instead of like, you know, he's basically saying, you're so playing,
everybody heard it.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And what did Neil do?
I don't remember because now it's a few years ago. I mean, he ended up having maybe maybe five songs you know.
In that
the average Neil Young fan would know.
I was a fan of his. I mean, meaning
I heard that thing's good.
A
too.
Fan of his, who he is. He's a fucking real piece of work, man. He had. I mean, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young were humongous, evidently.
Giant.
Right.
The group that he had before that was humongous, but he's anti-fame, but he wants. I don't know what it is.
What's his music out there?
You go, wow, but he's a true artist because everybody who talks about him shakes their head.
Well, this has got...
And goes, fuck.
I got to get Richard on because there is another side of this. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, I saw Neil Young in Toronto about 5 months ago, and he played every hit.
Yeah, that's good. No, that's good. Sorry. Go.
No, you go ahead.
That's your show.
No, go ahead. Sorry, Richard.
I think there was maybe two or three songs that weren't that popular, but he played.
For fucking Canadians, he does that. I guess Americans, he says, go fuck yourself.
I think in all fairness, when I saw Neil Young, he was going, because, I mean, you'll admit, as a Neil Young fan, he goes through these stages where he will do stuff like this. You know that, Richard, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, all right, if he's back to playing the hits, you know, good. I'm ready to go see him again.
Like they said, he wrote Ohio the day after that fucking shit happened. Like, he's that kind of dude.
After Kent State.
But, I mean, okay, I understand that, but how can let's look on the other side. How can he make new hits if you won't let him?
It's a balance. It's a balancing.
You know what you got to do? You got to put an album out and let it, like,
kind of
pick up some
percolate,
steam, let people listen to it and go like, I like this song, I like that. So then when you see them live, you're like, I like this song.
Yeah, if you have enough hits in a set and then you're throwing in some of the new stuff that you think will work, that's fine.
That's what happened. I'll give you a prime example. First album, the first like big hit album that Disturbed put out was like every song on it I fucking loved.
That album still is worth putting in every once in a while.
So when I saw them live, it was like, oh, this is fantastic. Everything's a hit. But then the second album, I'm like,
there's a couple hits off the
second. Not really. That
it was
nothing
drop-off.
Like the first one.
Yeah.
But
all right, how many hit songs do you have to have a full-fledged concert?
Wow. Apparently, one if you're Kaja Gugu.
You go out and you just go, oh, man. This
Modern English.
Because I don't know. What's another Eagles
one
hit?
One-hit wonders. Eagles got a lot of fucking...
Give me another one. See, but that's what I'm saying. I still have my white guy. I still have my learning to do.
Eagles got a fuckload of hits. Hotel California is like...
Well, giant. I mean, no. Other than Hotel California.
I think Eagles is a bad example, to be honest.
Desperado.
As far as the white world goes, Eagles have just a million hits.
Now, see, I have a show that soon will be introduced to the world called Patrice O'Neill White People 101. And the inception of it is basically one day I was listening to some white dudes talk and I poked my nose in and said some ignorant, not knowing white people shit. I go... Yeah, one of the best guitarists I've ever heard was Hotel California by the Eagles. They looked at me like I said Will Smith getting jiggy with it was the best rap song. Like if a white guy goes, hey, black guys, Young MC's a hell of a rapper, right? That's how they looked at me. And the show is going to be me taking a journey to teach myself and black people white people shit.
Right.
To say this is truly... like when you say this to a white person, this is an insult to them.
This is the reaction you're gonna get.
It's like who is this Neil Young fella?
I never heard of him.
Who's this Neil Young fella? Is like saying to a hip hop guy, who's these Mobb Deep guys? Who's these guys?
And I'd
you
be
just
like,
go, really?
What?
I'm gonna explain Mobb Deep to you, you piece of shit. Now, same thing with the Eagles. Now I'm trying to get up on my I'm trying to learn more than Lynyrd Skynyrd, more than. Just the hits.
Yeah.
The Eagles have so many hits that I think they had at least three, maybe four greatest hits albums. They just started.
Really?
Yeah. Just started.
Long Run, Heartache Tonight.
Well, you know, I learned about white music. I got introduced to classic white music from old wrestling. They used
really?
To all wrestling before they invented their own tunes.
Yeah.
Had all. Rock and roll hits.
True.
Black Sabbath, it was Road Warriors used to come out to Iron Man. and it was perfect for them. And another song by Rush called Monday Warriors, me.
Oh, yeah.
That was Kerry Von Erich. And Freebird was fucking Leonard Skinner, but I learned all that shit from wrestling. Man.
Limelight, Spirit of the Radio. Now I don't. I forget what song that is.
That's Rush. That's called Tom Sawyer.
Tom Sawyer. Thank you. Yes, you're right.
So
yes, there it is.
I'm just saying. I learned these songs, and then I got into it. And you know, you never know when you get introduced to white things, man.
Yeah.
All right.
You're very knowledgeable as far as the white man goes, though.
Very interesting.
Well, notice that.
Can we go to Tony in Florida? Because Tony has a take on this. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey guys. You know, if you wanted to listen to a group and you wanted to hear their greatest stuff, then pop on a CD. If you want to go listen to them in concert, you know, these musicians are getting tired playing song from note to note. I mean, they want to bring something different. And also, if they're touring an album, they want to play parts of the song from the album. They don't want to make an album and then play the old stuff. What's the sense of going to see a band if they're touring an album you know? And all of a sudden, you hear no songs from the album.
No one has this opinion.
Tony. No, it's funny. You're not allowed to have this opinion.
No, you can't.
I think you're missing the point. I think what we just expect or want is just like a mix. You definitely know they have to play their new stuff, that even though it's unfamiliar still. But you definitely want
you need time to go and grab that beer
just so you can feel a part of it and sing along.
But you definitely want the hits from your favorite band.
If I saw the Temptations and they didn't sing like sing, you go, what the fuck?
The whole tempo of the song, and that's no good because it's like, oh, what song did they play? Oh, that was Purple Rain. Well, I didn't even know one line from it, and I agree with Patrice, but if you're going to play the song, don't change the whole thing. Just change a little bit of it to know that, hey, this is live.
Nah, not a little bit of it.
All right.
Nope, it's got to sound exactly like the record.
I don't want him to say, fuck it. I don't want to add one Doobie Scooby.
I don't want a Doobie Scooby.
You don't want one?
If I saw Jimi Hendrix, he said, all along, the Watchtower. I'd be like, motherfucker, there's one along.
Yeah. And I don't want the mic. I don't want the mic going out to the audience.
I pay to hear you sing not us.
I could sing this on the car on the way home. Right. You sing the fucking song.
Hey, Richie's got a really good point. I hate to admit, but go ahead, Richie.
Hey, Hope, nice job in having a black guy help you out with a Rush title.
Yeah, and more than once I've said how big of a Rush fan.
Division, man. Yeah. Divisiveness.
But he's right, though. I should have told you it was Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, but there you go. That's me. I love...
All right, Richie.
Look, wrestling brought me... Because Michael Hayes used to come out to Freebird. When I used to hear...
Yeah.
And then I listened to the song, and it's fucking a genius song. It's like, hey, look, bitch. You know, it's that kind of song. But another fucking white song that I listen to, because I love old white music, all old, not all, but old. I'm not a big metal rock band guy, but fucking, you know that song, na 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 na.
Oh, yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Then they change it to like a thing where you lose the game. It's about a guy who fucking steals another guy's girl and tells the bitch, hey, let's go, bitch. You kiss this motherfucker one last time before we bounce. Kiss him. Goodbye.
I never
but
knew
we
that.
Turned it into
it's a sports anthem.
And fucking if you like pina coladas, it's a fucking guy cheating on his goddamn wife.
Yeah.
And she cheating on
and
him.
She's cheating on
and
him too.
Catch each other, cheating on each other. I'm like, but all we know is you like pina colada. Yeah. Yeah. Getting your dick sucked in the corner behind your girl's fucking back.
But couples will sing it together because they have no idea.
They have no clue what the fuck that is. So some of those back in the day, man, those writing some of those classic rock songs, Freebird is a beautiful song, man, even though it's done by, questionable Medina-lulus. Fucking bunch of racists.
Fucking Skinner, man.
Some southern boys, yeah.
I love Zeppelin. Zeppelin might be my favorite white band ever. I'd say.
What songs?
Well, Beatles might be.
What songs by Zeppelin?
Cashmere. Cashmere is a great song, but then it's like Stairway to Heaven. But Black Dog is one of my favorite little rock bands. Black Dog is... I'm a big fan of that shit.
You know why I like Zeppelin? They ripped off the black band.
Did they?
Oh, boy, did they.
God, did they.
Oh, and that's another thing.
Go get the CD.
I hate not having to like white people because they steal from us all.
Go get the CD. We'll teach you something about Zeppelin.
They fucking they stole from us?
Well, blatant.
And y'all admitting it?
Well, this can't be good.
There was a time that... There was a time in music it was just accepted. And then, you know, the tables turned a little bit and it's not anymore. But, yeah, they would just take old fucking bluesmen songs and riffs
so
and go with it.
Fucking blatant ripoff.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't even try to cover
this
it up.
The horrible thing about history. When you just start, everything is shitty when you learn history. Where you can't just go, boy, do I like Black Dog. Nah, they stole it from Blind Melon Jammer from 1602, a black slave. They cut his fingers off. they cut his fingers off and played the guitar with Blind Melon Jammer's black finger.
All right, ready for this? We start with, Willie Dixon, right? Old Bluesman?
Willie Dixon. See, this is
the blues.
I'm a sellout. If any black people get to me, I don't know who the fuck Willie Dixon is. I know
the father, Jesse Dixon. He's the boy.
Listen to this.
Damn, sitting on the floor with my mother.
Listen to this, Patrice.
Hit him with a Kaiser blade.
That's a little...
Safe to say Willie Dixon came before
Led
Zeppelin.
Poor motherfucking Willie Dixon got
And I don't think Willie Dixon has a fucking castle somewhere in Scotland.
No, I don't think they were paying Willie Dixon anything.
And that fucking... See, here's all you got to do to make this, because I did something when you guys let me host your show when you was gone, is the unsung songs of hip-hop, where I go, this is the original song, and this is the hip-hop song.
Yeah.
All I ask for anybody, including Led Zeppelin, which is too late.
Yeah.
Just in there, Joe. Thank you, Willie Dixon. Appreciate your song, baby. Just a little drop. So I don't... Now it brings them down a little, because I know them, and I don't know poor Willie Dixon. It's just like Big Mama Thornton singing You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog.
You ready? Yeah. You ready for the next one?
All right, what's this one?
A couple more samples.
Willie Dixon in the ass.
Oh, Jesus. And what was the meeting? Robert Plant, what was the meeting, Bonham? What was the meeting? Hey, you hear this nigga Willie Dixon?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you want to...
I bet he didn't even say that. I bet he just wrote shit down and went like, hey, I just wrote a song last night. And they all went, oh, this is cool.
But, okay, like, all right, find the album. Please do me a favor.
Yeah.
Find the album, please, and see if Willie Dixon is credited.
Well, no, that's... That was a thing, too, because I think it took some lawsuits and stuff to get any kind of writing credits on there. So I think maybe it might have been changed now, but definitely when it was released, there was no credit.
We just thought fucking Led Zeppelin was an amazing white band.
And
with
it's
this
Willie
soul.
Dixon.
Willie Dixon.
Hey,
that made my fucking asshole start itching. I gotta go home and fucking Google Willie Dixon now. And anytime somebody says fucking Led Zeppelin, I say, blow me. But that's like, you know what? Fucking Quentin Tarantino drops in a couple of this's and that's. Mm-hmm. Fucking, I was watching Pelham 1-2-3. He completely stole Mr. Pink, Mr. Blue, Mr. This and That from Reservoir Dogs from Pelham 1-2-3.
Right, yeah. Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
The original, yeah.
The original? Yeah. Robert Shaw, Mr. Blue, Mr. Pink, and he had the whole thing where you don't say your real name.
You don't use a name.
We're going to go. It was Reservoir Dogs, man.
Yeah.
Fucking Reservoir Dogs.
I think he's acknowledged that homage.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's because that's a blatant fucking.
I didn't
ripoff.
Fucking know. I've never heard him
so
go.
So you watched it and went,
fucking,
what the
you know.
Fuck
it's just, I don't mind it because Quentin Tarantino made it 10,000 times more popular, but at least give it that thing. Like, these fuckers, now I gotta go listen to Willie Dixon. Like, cause the original song to, You Got What I Need that, Bismarcky made famous. You got what I need. It's by a guy named,
That's a ripoff?
Dude. If you can find the original, Oh, baby, You got what I need.
You know what?
You got everything I need.
Yeah.
You mean everything, Freddie?
Oh, baby.
But that's what he turned it into.
Yeah,
but
he made
the original
his own.
Song
I forgot
was fucking. It's a beautiful song. Freddie, please, if you could, man.
Oh,
but I didn't know. See, now this Led Zeppelin thing, it wasn't just a lick. They stole a fucking song.
Yeah,
and
for word, basically.
Just don't tell me Jimi Hendrix stole from nobody. That's all
Well,
just please don't tell me
he probably borrowed from someone that came before him.
Is there anyone?
That was happening in music a lot.
I just want to hear another one.
Yeah, Travis, you got Howling Wolf.
Yeah, another
Killing
Led
Floor.
Zeppelin. Is Cashmere stolen?
Oh, wait, no,
too?
Go with another Willie Dixon. Bring It On Home.
Oh man, this is crazy.
Yeah, Willie Dixon was the big one. If you got Bring It On Home.
No, I don't have that.
Was Willie Dixon going, oh, baby, just let the sun beat down upon my face.
Poor Willie. And I'm buying a stairway to heaven.
I saw some stairs, and they wasn't in hell.
you love Stairway to Heaven? E-Rock, you didn't give me the Stairway to Heaven.
Willie Dixon?
No.
Another
it was Spirit, right?
Yes, Spirit.
A little-known band, Spirit. They had one, maybe two hits.
Fucking Led Zeppelin
they
with Hacks.
They ripped off Stairway to Heaven, their biggest hit. The biggest rock song of all time, someone would
when
argue.
When did they get exposed? Years ago?
I don't know.
Led Zeppelin's Hacks? And do people consider them Hacks?
Where's the...
Nah, they don't consider them Hacks. A lot of people just don't...
Watch this.
Oh, look at this. Here we go.
Wait till you hear this.
DD, hi, thank you, sir.
So you got Spirit came out with a song in 1968 called
This is insane.
Called Taurus. No one heard it.
No one knows this fucking song.
No one knows this song. For real. So listen to Taurus from 1968.
God, you got to be fucking kidding me, dude.
Hacks.
You know what? I didn't
fucking a rip
Led Zeppelin a Hacks?
Yeah. I grew up on Zeppelin, I didn't know half this shit.
Rip off, motherfuckers.
Especially the Spirit one. I had no fucking idea.
They're fucking
Hacks. That's a good one. Oh, is that a good one?
See, this is my job to expose this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it seems like white people just let this go.
Mm-hmm. We don't care where it came from. Fucking sounds good. Fuck, I don't care.
Why not? I've never heard a song where the original wasn't better.
Really?
I've never heard a song where they did, someone stole, and then the original was not better. That song, I'm already like that riff, in the first riff.
In the first one.
Better than the fucking Stairway to Heaven.
Let me think about that. Original always better. There's got to be one out there. Shit.
Fucking criminals.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think,
Oh, by the way, the Twitter, remember?
Oh, right. The porn.
And this one, I do believe one of our listeners turned me on to, and most people probably didn't listen and would write it down, so I'm almost positive I got it from somebody as we were doing the radio show. Simple. Tweet me some skin. That's all you need.
Tweet me some skin? Really?
Tweet me some skin.
I thought Twitter was very non...
That's what I don't... That's what I can't figure out. Are you allowed to post some of these crazier pictures or not?
I don't know. Moan.
And you just, it's just at tweet me some skin.
And girls just will do a little sexting. And send just, it into
and
this
you
guy.
And you follow.
Yeah, and you click on the links.
I
really thought, I barely swear on Twitter thinking that they're going to shut me down.
Yeah. I get a little nervous. You got that, Danny?
What's that?
Tweet me some skin, Twitter.
What's that?
Well.
I'm trying to get
this. What's that? Oh, okay. What's that?
That's the Twitter name?
Yeah.
I hate when I get a bad gateway. I don't even know what that is.
There you go. And now let's just see what's up there right now. Yeah, probably the third one down. What does it say? What does that link say? Hit that link. The third one down. Why?
You fucked up, Danny. Oh, my God.
There you go.
Oh, okay. See, now how do they post that on fucking Twitter?
There you go.
I thought that was not
posted. There you go. That's what I don't understand.
Because something is illegal.
The girls send their pictures to this guy, and then he posts them.
Damn, all right. Well, that's a thong.
For the most part, regular girls.
How many followers do you have? You must have a million.
She doesn't have a lot.
No.
Well, maybe he's trying to stay under the radar.
Yeah, we just blew up his fucking spot.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe he's trying to stay under the radar.
Fucked up this guy's world.
You just fucked up this. Oh, that's kind of
I can't take credit
right
for
there.
It. Somebody turned me on to it. I think it was a caller.
Suicide shit.
If you're out there, thanks. I don't know. I don't remember
the
name.
Girl.
Yeah, that's it.
Like that.
And he's just, you know.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about quick ideas, sports, but it's a sports guy, you know, Carson Palmer, quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals. His brother is the third string quarterback. He has a website. I thought it was amazing. I saw it on that. What's that shit?
They're on the same
Hard
team?
Hard Knocks. They're on the same team.
Huh, no clue.
But Jordan is you know, borderline bum, and he's average enough to be thinking about his future outside of football already, and he's younger than his brother.
Right.
But he has a fucking website called runp.com. And you know what it is? It's a movie database, and he fucking tells you exactly, they did research and they tell you exactly what moments in a movie that you're watching where you can go
Travis,
take a piss.
Travis told us about that. That's his?
Yeah, that's Jordan Palmer.
That's like an app.
I think it's called Run P.
Run P.
Yeah.
Run P.
Here's Travis. Travis told us about this a while ago.
That's Jordan Farmer. Jordan Palmer. Carson Palmer.
Now, do you have to sync up your iPhone, or it'll just the iPhone will basically tell you?
No, it'll tell you. All right, 500 Days of Summer.
Right. You're sitting in 500 Days of Summer. How do they know you're watching that particular 500 Days of
Summer? Well, they don't. There's a whole
list. It's a database.
All right, so you click on the
500 Days of Summer.
And the one you're
seeing. And it says, at 40 minutes into the movie, there's a cue that says Tom is laying in bed and says to Summer, "I guess I'm not anybody." At that point in time, you have it says you have 5 minutes to go to the bathroom, and you're not going to miss anything.
And you don't have to come back. You don't have to come back and say,
"But how does it
what
get,
did I
what
miss?"
I missed, because there's nothing that.
And
happened.
Then they'll tell you what you missed. They give you a little plot summary.
But how?
That's fucking.
That's brilliant. But how do you make money off that? That's
fucking
the key.
Because they charge you. This is 99
cents. Okay, it's an app, and it's this guy's app.
That's a great app. That is a great app. Goddamn. Oh, by the way, what was that breaking news you sent me yesterday, Travis?
What?
About the iPhone and...
picture and video messaging, September 25th.
September 25th. What are they doing about cost? Is that going to be
It's included
extra?
In your data plan.
It's included in the data plan. Fucking A.
Yeah,
finally.
Travis, you look disheveled.
He's a father
baby.
Now.
He's a father.
He has a baby. He's a fucking
I have an 8-week
wreck.
Old baby.
He's
want?
A fucking wreck.
You're not Patrice. You're not fucking forcing your wife to get up?
No.
No, she gets up.
She gets up to put the pants on in the family.
I don't know.
He's just looking disheveled here. I've never seen Travis.
It's been a while since I had a haircut.
He really is. You are a wreck.
No, I'm not.
As a dad.
Well, I don't know about that. I think I'm a pretty good dad.
No,
you love your baby yet?
You are a good
dad. Of course.
When do you start actually loving him?
Oh,
the second you see her.
Oh, well,
I love his baby, too.
Now, Danny.
She just got into her oral phase.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, see, we were talking about
nothing but just make a horrible baby
would
joke
you just
about
stop?
Her.
Wait until she gets to the anal phase.
Oh, it's a girl?
Yeah.
Ay, caramba.
Yeah, Danny keeps threatening
fucking weak sperm.
To fuck his daughter.
I'm going to finger his daughter.
Oh, okay.
I hate guys that think that they act like they want daughters, too.
Yeah.
Like, come on, my little girl. It's like, nobody wants a goddamn
little
future bleeder.
Well, beautiful baby.
Well, with guys, you're definitely going to be bailing it out of jail at some point.
You just showed the wrong person in this room a picture of your baby. You
why
know
should
that?
I think Patrice thinks the baby's cute?
Yeah.
Yeah. Show you a picture of my dog.
I tell you, white babies need a couple of years to finish cooking. White babies are gross looking.
They really
just
do come out as slimy little things.
Just blue veins. They just look like...
Get rid of that blue tint.
Yeah.
They look like the inside of a real baby. So give it 2 years when it stops. Because Voss's baby, I looked at and went,
yeah.
But his baby's turning into like some...
A model or something.
His fucking... His older girls?
Yeah, they're
unbelievably
really hot.
Gorgeous.
Really hot.
And this one has his new baby, deep blue eyes, like wow.
Hmm.
Amazing. But when I first seen it, I was like,
how does that idiot put out like cute kids?
But he only has weak feminine sperm.
Yeah, he really
he makes
does.
Girls. He doesn't make soldiers. You know what he is? He's a waste. If you know what? They would kill him if this was fucking
Sparta.
Ancient Greece.
Sparta.
They'd throw fucking Voss over the mountain because he only makes girls. We need warriors, Voss. You and your fucking weak girl sperm. You fucking making girls.
Fucking Cliff. It'd just be tossing his fucking girls and his ass over the
That's
edge.
That's why I'm scared to have kids. I know I'm going to be cursed. My daughter's going to come out with 10 vaginas and they all work as much horror as I do to bitches. She'll have a pussy on her elbow. She'll fall down. Daddy, I fell and came again. Doctor, what am I going to do? Well, she just has pussies everywhere.
I fell down on a dick.
And she's a whore.
Can you imagine having a daughter that has pussies everywhere?
My daughter has a pussy. What's this just on her everywhere. Elbow?
You can't even
a
cover clitoris? All the pussies up.
God damn.
My daughter's coming all the time.
Oh, That'll be my curse.
That's funny.
But Voss's kids are fucking gorgeous, man.
We found the you got what I need.
Hey, listen to it, man. I don't even listen to this no more.
First motherfucker. That's was like singing.
I never heard that before.
He was fucking
when I sing
singing.
In the street sometime, I'd just be like, you hang out. I was hanging at the cellar, just say, oh, baby, you.
And people are like,
God, and then they
why
start
are you
going,
that song nice?
And then they start going, and you say it's just a and I'm like, have you ever heard the real guy? He's fucking singing his brains out. He's it's love.
And no one remembers him. They remember retard fucking
retarded Biz Markie. It's not even a fucking homage to this guy. It's a retarded version.
It's an insult. I recorded an insult to this guy's song.
Have you ever asked this guy, since we're just asking things, I like to come in here and just share things that I need to get out because there's nobody to talk to.
Yeah.
I heard a rendition of a Star Spangled Banner recently. Mm. I think it's the best rendition of a Star Spangled Banner I've ever heard.
Well, everyone would go with Hendrix, right?
Jose Feliciano's Star Spangled Banner.
Wow.
When was that done?
I thought it was the best thing, the best Star Spangled Banner I've ever
heard. When was it done?
It was
for
in,
what?
In the World Series.
It was Little League World Series?
No, it was the actual World Series, and he rewrote and they trashed him. I mean, they fucking...
Well, do we have it?
Trashed him Rednecks wanted his head. It was in the 60s.
Oh, wow,
but
really?
But people say Whitney Houston, people say Marvin Gaye, people say Jimi Hendrix.
Hey, Jose Feliciano, you know, you could do a lot worse. I fucking love that in Fargo. Fucking Buscemi, sitting with that prostitute. Jose Feliciano, you could do a lot worse.
Well, Whitney didn't. Not to correct you, I don't think Whitney did Star Spangled Banner, though.
Shit.
It was. It's up there with one of the best ever.
Wait, wasn't it another song?
No.
Mm.
She did, oh, say. I mean,
yeah, yeah, yeah. She
can
sang.
You see? Oh, but, right. Yeah.
Well,
but he fucking.
All right, let's listen to that.
I thought it was beautiful, man. They fucking boo. He got death threats. Boo. He's the first one to change.
That was awesome.
He changed the way that the fucking song was done.
Blind, spick motherfucker. Yeah. Fucking up the goddamn song.
They fucking hated it. And he didn't change the words. He just changed the way it was done.
I
think that the best Star Spangled Banner is just, it's, you know, anyway.
Wow, kill his motherfucking
they
ass.
They fucking
yeah.
threatened. But they threatened Jimi Hendrix, too.
Yeah.
When he fucked with it.
Wow. So I was reading some of the comments.
I saw you laughing.
I think Steve Remesha said, sing it right, you blind fuck. Blunt.
There's nothing better to do with his time.
Sing it right, you blind fuck.
They chased that motherfucker out of America after that shit.
Fuck.
You should see the video with it. They usher
I'll check
him
it out later.
They usher him right the fuck out of there.
Yeah, no, they love you. They love you. Get out of
get
here.
Beat
quick
it.
Run.
I got my favorite version. Thank you, Danny, for reminding me. It's right up there with the one we just heard.
Go ahead.
Jose, can you see by the stern early light? For the ramparts we watch were so gallantly gleaming, and the rocket's red glare, God's words bursting in air, gave proof to the light that our flag was still there. Jose does that Star Spangled Banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Fucking Roland.
Good old Roland.
Yeah. Is that Roland?
That was Roland.
We missed Roland.
I heard Roland got big dealings now.
What?
Oh, he had big dealings.
He had. He's home.
Some other country. But
he's
then
home. No, I heard, for a job.
I heard Roland, I heard from the grapevine somewhere that Roland is booking, what's his name?
Kimmel?
No, your boy. That Leno? You was on.
Fallon?
Fallon.
I hope so. That'd be great.
I heard Roland's booking Fallon. I heard he's booking the talent on Fallon.
I fucking hope so.
That's what I heard. Could be wrong, but that's what the word in the streets is. Roland's running shit.
He kind of got fucked, man. He got let go.
Yeah.
After we were trying to hire him, and we weren't allowed to hire him. And then after we weren't allowed to hire him, they fired him.
Did
he got fucked.
Did you Twitter that picture?
Oh, yeah, before we leave.
Yeah, yeah, because I got to see it, and then...
Yeah, it's up on my Twitter.
I mean, that motherfucker has to get in here and explain that shit.
You know what? You're going to be surprised.
Why?
Patrice didn't think it was a big deal.
Really?
What's that?
Steve's pants.
Steve's fucking the back of Steve's fucking pants.
Y'all brutalize him so much that Opie goes, hey, Patrice, you like? Would you wear those pants? I go,
look at that shit.
I go, yeah. And Steve goes, what the shit you come in here with? I go... Well, I said I'm on your side, you abused motherfucker.
You just stuck up for him, and he fucking...
Yeah, chill look at that. Out.
Not only just the design, the ass.
It's the ass that fucks it up.
He doesn't fit in those pants. What is that big bubble?
It looks like a fat woman's security guard's pussy.
It does. Look at that shit.
But the pants are cool, man. Good embroidery. They're well done. You can see.
Yeah,
I have to say that I don't mind those pants, but on Steve,
I don't think you need the embroidery like that. Steve, we were just commenting on your
embroidery.
Ass.
If you're gonna, I don't know. First of all, no way would I try to pull that off, but it's too bright on top.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah. Turn around.
You don't like the skull embroidery?
No. First of all, they're on the back of your thighs, your pockets.
Yeah, they're too tight. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
They fit like ill-fitting tuxedo pants. But Steve is an ill-fitting clothes guy, though.
Yeah, what's with the back? Like, look at the loose shit in the back. Looks like you got a dighty.
I don't know. I don't know what that's about. So I really don't know.
You wearing them backwards?
I might be.
Because the front's very tight.
Yeah, you got camel toe in the back.
Yeah, I do. The front's very tight.
I don't know. I really don't know.
How does that work?
I have no idea.
How does the front of pants be tight by your cock, and then the back, you like a load of
I have no idea how these pants are supposed
to... potato shit.
They're probably supposed to be really baggy, and on me, they're not.
Why
so.
Is everybody in here, except for Danny, mm-hmm. not you, and not, I mean, all the... Why is everybody disheveled? Mm. Why is Steve disheveled? What's going on?
Steve,
you've been back for a week.
It's been a long week.
No, they don't. I don't. I don't know.
It's everywhere.
Is it really? Well, my wife's pregnant, so.
Yo! Oh, really?
Yeah.
You made sure she stayed, huh?
Yeah.
Steve is in super love.
Oh, I am.
Oh, at the wedding, he was floating like the fat guy from Dune. he was moving like how Spike Lee has the people moving.
Yeah,
he just
when they're walking down the sidewalk, it just floats.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I know he's happy to have her pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've been trying for a while, so I am very happy.
You've been trying for a fucking while. But I will say, I haven't done it until recently. Mm. Coming inside of a vagina is just another feeling of...
There's
I've always done porn style,
like
but
it.
Coming inside a vagina is just... It feels shot. If I found out about it when I was 19, because
mm-hmm.
I always pulled out, Sean Kemp, fucking move over, nigga.
Why would you pull out?
That's a kid joke. I'm with you. Sean Kemp. How many does he have?
Oh, it's 8, 9 that he doesn't take care of.
Right.
I would have 46 kids.
Okay, I got you.
Sean Kemp has a lot of kids.
It's just.
And he didn't survive.
Feels unbelievable.
He didn't survive long enough in the NBA to take care of all his kids.
No, he got 8 or 9, but I didn't find out about coming into a woman till 39 and a half.
Holy shit. Because there's nothing that could be done to your cock the second you're ready to come, that is better than being in that vagina.
Oh.
Even a blowjob, the whole thing, like, quick, pull it out, shove it in the mouth.
And the twat's always accepting. It just starts.
Oh, yes.
It just starts, like, eating just, cum. I'm sorry. It just, the fucking pussy just starts wanting cum in it. It's just so natural.
It just knows to gobble that up, yeah.
I'm so surprised I fucking don't have fucking kids running around. God damn it.
That means you want to be a father.
Yeah, nah.
You're taking the shot.
No, it's just feels good. It better be birth control and shit like that.
I'm taking the place of kids. I'm buying a bunch of dogs. I got another dog.
I heard. Now, someone said you buy dogs and then you give them away. What's that about?
I buy dogs.
You save them from the puppy mills?
Yes. When I go into a mall, as soon as I see a mall.
A
mall dog in those cages with the feet in there and they're just living in their own shit and piss.
Yeah.
And they cost fucking $1,500, $2,000.
Yeah.
And somebody, and here's the racist sons of bitches. They keep a lot of Chihuahuas around because they know a lot of Puerto Ricans are going in there.
Everything is racist.
And they fucking they get the financing. They do financing like cars. You can make payments on these dogs, and they're always sick. They always got kennel cough. They always got some kind of problem. I bought a West Highland Terrier, and we think he's retarded, but we're not sure. Bobby said he might be deaf because Bobby's like the dog guy.
Yeah, the dog whisperer?
Yeah. A little bit, but, you know. Bobby muscles his dogs kind of, but Bobby's a dog knower, but he's not a dog lover. But he loves his dogs, but he's like, loves this pack leader thing. Like, you know,
is he like the alpha male of his
like,
pack?
Yeah, like, hey, you two motherfuckers, get out here and shit. And he's like, yes, sir. And he teaches him how to do the fucking yes, sir shit. He salutes
I'll end you, dude.
But I bought a West Island Terrier. It's a little white dog, and it's just, we think it's retarded.
So what are you going
to
do with it?
We waiting to see if it's retarded, but I told my girl, if he's retarded, we have to figure out fast. Because we will be able to find him a home. I mean, it's a 4-month-year-old West Highland.
Yeah, you can't let it get old and retarded.
You can't let it be attached and retarded.
Yeah.
So if you go, hey, I got a 4-month-year-old retarded puppy, and I always look, like, every couple of years I'll spend $1,000 on a dog.
Jeez.
To get him out of them fucking places, you know. I got a Chihuahua, and I got a Shih Tzu, and two doctors, a doctor and got the one and the other. I don't mind because it's just I don't take care of him. But I hate when I go into malls, man, and it's just fucking sad. But
they're
I'm hoping this dog
corral.
Ain't dumb.
They make a little corral for him, and they throw sawdust down, and they're just like,
no, not in the mall.
Yeah,
they got him standing like fucking Vietnamese, like... some torture. It's a
cage.
A cage, even at the bottom.
I've seen the cage ones.
No,
but
it's cage
by the
on
displays.
All sides, basically,
and even on the feet. So yeah. So supposedly the shit falls through, but the shit never falls through.
Nah.
It's there. They pee through it, and then here's what happens: they get really detached from people because people take them out the cages, play with them, but they go, "How about the dog?" $950.
Oh no.
And then the dog goes back, so it never get attached. So I think this dog is like, first of all, he got car sick. It threw up in the fucking car.
Oh my god.
So the doctor's like, yeah, little dogs. It's weird. It's like a motherfucker. It's like you go to Best Buy and you go, hey, we got the floor model television. You go, plug that in, motherfucker. Plug it in. The TV's working. You get it home. That shit explodes. I get this dog. It fucking starts foaming at the mouth like it has rabies and throws up.
And it wasn't like that in the store?
I said I was kicking the dog in the store. This shit, what's wrong with this dog? And then it's retarded.
God damn.
The dog's retarded. It has a blank look. And we have another dog, a poodle, which is super smart. And the poodle's just looking like, what the fuck did you do this for?
You brought home a retard.
A retard. Can't even jump. Legs are little. It's a midget. So we're hoping it pulls out. I keep reading the breed shits. But it's a 4-month-year-old Westie. If we give it away, somebody will take it in a minute. There'll be a white woman that'll take this fucking dog in 7 seconds. It's a beautiful dog, and she might have the patience. You know, to take, but I'm hoping it's not retarded.
Yeah. You know, Bobby, you could check for developmental problems. You could take their paw, their rear paw, and flip it over so it's like on their, like the wrist of the paw, like this. And if they don't flip it over right away, they could have some developmental problems.
Are you bullshitting?
How do you know that?
I watch a lot of Dog Whisperer.
Are you serious?
And my chick is a vet tech, so.
Really? Wow, so you take the back
take
foot,
the back foot and
put it on the ground,
and then flip it, top like, of flip his... it on its like on its joint almost.
Put right. It like, and if it, like if Mia it doesn't... Wallace did with her foot when she was standing in the...
when she was waiting
so
for Travolta.
If it just goes... It just goes if he takes and starts walking on three legs and the other one's dragging behind...
Yeah, like it should go immediately back to the proper position. If it doesn't go immediately back, it's like a reflex, then your dog might have some problems.
Retarded?
Yeah, potentially.
What else?
Just behavioral problems, developmental problems, you know.
But how do you know in 2 days? How long before you know if it's retarded?
Try the foot trick.
Oh, God, please, God, don't let the fucking dog's foot not flip back.
It's just what
I'm praying because I made a promise to the kid that we're going to keep the dog. If she does her fucking her part to take care of the dog, we'll keep it. If this dog's foot stays on the fucking ground.
If it stays like Carl's hand when he touches the little fella rock.
Little fella.
I'm fucking praying to God, don't let this dog be retarded. Let the foot flip black,
this
please.
This dog has no idea about the test that is going to happen in about an hour.
I'm going to fucking press his head against his chest. and duct tape his head against his chest. If he doesn't wiggle out, well, he's retarded. Oh, my God. Please, Danny, don't. Please.
We got, well, this guy has the same exact dog he wants in. Cam in Georgia. Cam.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, we've got a West Highland Terrier. My girlfriend just got one probably about a half a year ago.
Yes.
And they've got, you look at it, and it looks like it doesn't have a soul. Like,
yes. Like, yes. Yes, it's void.
They are all retarded, soul. Man. Like, they all just going to throw up everywhere. It pees everywhere. They are just, they make no sense.
Oh, no.
You picked the wrong cute dog.
Now, it's grown on me. It's grown on me recently. Like, now I'll see it, and I'm like, oh, what's up? You know, it's Piper's her name, and I just love her to death. But I wanted to throw her into the sun.
That's how we feel. It's only been 2 days, and it's void. No soul. You look at the eyes are black. There's no white in the eyes. It's
yeah, there's no soul.
Lifeless
there's no
eyes
soul.
Like a doll's eyes.
Oh, my God, dude.
No, you think it ain't living till it bites you.
Oh, my God, dude. Please don't. Please don't. Just what's the give me a good something about it.
Good watchdogs. Like any like slight noise they'll hear outside, they're really good about that. But at the same time, that gets annoying because, like, that's they'll right. hear something outside that's normal, and they just freak out like it's the end of the fucking world. But
so just a yappy, retarded... Yeah.
That's it?
Everybody wants to know the results of the test. You got to call us. We're not here Monday, Tuesday.
I'm going home.
Tweet it. Big Mama Prize if you want to know the answer.
I'm running home.
Hey,
thank right. you, sir. I'm running home and flipping his back foot. Right. That's I'm good... flipping both back feet.
They're going to shut us off because Ron and Fez...
Sorry, man.
No, it's cool, but they're in best of mode, so you know we can't fuck around with the time today. Big Mama Aww. Prods will be tweeting the results of the tests. So start following Patrice on Twitter.
Shit. Absolutely.
And then you got...
my stomach is hurting right now.
You got a lot of... That dog's got a lot of pressure. I have no idea. Maybe the kid at home could, like, have the dog practice before you get home.
Oh, boy.
The Treehouse Comedy Club in Stratford, Connecticut, September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
September 11th, you're going to be in Connecticut, huh?
Yeah, the anniversary. Yeah. I'm going to fucking... I put 10 years after that it was going to be a holiday, but it ain't a holiday yet.
No. 10 years we're getting close. Coming up on... yeah. Well,
I think it's going to be a holiday. We're going to have the fucking 9/11 cookouts, baby.
We got one more to go. September 12th, Treehouse Comedy Club in Danbury.
In Danbury, yep.
So you just move around I-95 a little
bit.
Yeah,
I'm just hanging in Connecticut next weekend.
And then September 17th, San Francisco Punchline.
Yes, sir.
San Francisco.
Great shows. Yeah. People are always good out there.
And you follow Patrice Big Mama Prods on Twitter. You'll get that
and
info.
And my website's coming up very soon. Very, very
I
soon.
I thought you were going to be off the grid. What happened?
What point is it?
Need it's another, just, you know.
I look at the way Michael Jackson died and how famous he was. And people don't even care now.
Yeah.
I don't want people to just completely not care when I die.
So you got to have some residual something.
Just something where people fucking give a shit. So that's it.
Well,
thank you.
All right, Patrice, again, always a pleasure to have you on this program.
Yeah.
Appreciate
and,
it.
Too bad you have to run home and do that test, or I'd say, you know, check out my apartment, let's have lunch.
I'm not going to be able to fucking hold my food down until I flip this fucking dog's foot backwards. Are you serious? You playing with me?
No, that's
you,
great.
So you stand him up, flip it back?
Yep.
And if it needs to
come
flip
back right away. And if it doesn't, you know, you should see a vet probably.
You better tweet that immediately, man. We all want to know.
Please, God. I don't ask for nothing from me.
Yeah, all right. We got to do the wrap up. All right, everyone. Yeah, have a great weekend.
Take it easy, everybody.
Good first week back. Jimmy's back on, what?
Tuesday.
Oh, he is here. Tuesday, Wednesday, and then goes away again? Yep. All right, cool. We'll have everybody back on Tuesday. Have a great weekend.
Good weekend. Bye.